I took the broom and tried to get it out with a broom, and it fought me. And I thought, well, damn you, I'm not going to fight you. At night, I'd go home and I wouldn't know where it was.
But to have it hiss at you.
Oh, yeah.
That'd make that snack place downtown
sound
good. I
said to Jack, we got to do something about this. And he'd say, okay. But we never did anything about it. We lived there about 2.5 years.
He was there first.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Did you eat much seafood, store-bought seafood?
Well, we liked seafood. My family had been from the East, you know. And we liked seafood. But out here, it was hard to get. There was a time in the year when you could get, like, oysters in a jar. You can still get them now, and they're fresh, but they're come in a jar. And on Fridays, they would have one or two kinds of fish in the grocery store. There was always salt cod in the boxes that you can still get them in, those little wooden boxes. There was canned salmon and eventually then tuna after a while. You could get tuna. And so we had fish. My grandmother loved Finn and Hattie. And when she would go down to San Fernando or down to Los Angeles, mother'd take her in about once a month or whatever to do some shopping. Then they'd come home with fish from the Central Market.
Yes.
There on 3rd and 4th Street, you know. And then we would have fish, and they'd have clam chowder, you know.
Mm-hmm. How about those ones that you need to devein and they're pink?
Oh, the shrimp, we seldom bought shrimp. I don't know if it was because you couldn't get them or whether the price made a difference, you know. I know when we would go to a Chinese restaurant, we always loved the kind that they served, you know.
Yes.
At a Chinese restaurant.
Okay. What is the name of that thick weather where it's hard to see your hand in front of your...
Fog?
Yes. And special names for bad wind storms?
Well, out here they call them Santanas.
Those are November, right around in there, right?
Yes. Usually in October or November, they start in around here. Mm-hmm. I haven't noticed that we've had a really bad windstorm in some time. The first year we lived here, I wouldn't let the kids get out of the north side of the car when we'd come home because the wind blew so hard that it would blow the door shut on the automobile, you know. I'd make them stay in the car until I could go get them out of the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It was... Zelza was paved to Plumber Street. And then it was dirt. And huge, big tumbleweeds would come down this street, not even touching the ground. They were just...
Yes.
Jack and I always said we were glad we didn't live down at the end of the street.
Where they all stopped.
Yes.
Piled up.
Yes.
I remember that as a kid. Now, you know, they're probably up in the hills, but there are things to stop them.
Well, you see, all the lots are built up north of us now.
Yeah.
So they don't have those lots and lots and lots of you know, tumbleweeds. Even this college was tumbleweeds and stuff for a while,
was
you know.
It?